Hello, welcome to Apple Austin Weekly, the place for all the latest Apple news and rumors of the week. Before we get this episode started, be sure to follow us on Instagram at Appleosophy, and you can also follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and you can visit our website at appleosophy.com. So today, in today's mini episode of Appleosophy Weekly, we're going to be telling you what Apple has announced in its Apple March 25th event in Cupertino, California at Steve Jobs Theater. So this morning in Steve Jobs Theater at Apple Park, Apple announced a few new services for consumers. These services include Apple News Plus, Apple Card, Apple Arcade, and Apple TV Plus. Okay, so I'm going to explain to you that what Apple News Plus is. So this is the first thing they announced at the Apple March event. So Apple News Plus is essentially a lot like the old Apple News Stand app, but there's currently 300 publications available on it as of today. Apple News Plus will cost $10 per month, with the first month of service being free. It does include family sharing as well, and I believe, if I remember correctly, it can include up to 6 members. So you can get 6 members with family sharing. So Apple News Plus, I believe, Apple News Plus is already available today. But before you want to try to get it and everything, you're going to need iOS 12.2, which was also announced today, including Mac updates, tvOS updates, and I believe an Apple Watch update. So you're going to want to make sure all your devices are updated before you try out Apple News Plus. So here's a statement from Apple. We're committed to supporting quality journalism, and with Apple News Plus, we want to celebrate the great work being done by magazines and news outlets, said Lauren Kern, the editor-in-chief of Apple News. We think that the breadth and quality of publications with Apple News Plus will encourage more people to discover stories and titles they may never have come across before. So Apple has also said Apple News subscribers can access current and past issues and individual articles from magazines such as The Atlantic, Better Homes and Gardens, Bon Appetit, and ELLE, Entertainment Weekly, ESPN The Magazine, Food and Wine, and a ton of others. What Apple said, in addition, Apple News Plus includes The Wall Street Journal, Los Angeles Times, and the Toronto Star, Canada's largest daily newspaper. Apple News Plus also provides access to premium online publications such as The Skim, The Highlight by Vox, New York Magazine sites Vulture, The Cut and Grub Street, and Extra Crunch from Verizon's Media's TechCrunch. So again, Apple News Plus is available today. But you're gonna want to make sure you update your devices before you start using the services. You can't use them; you have to update to use them. The next thing we're gonna be moving on is we're gonna be talking about the Apple Card. So Apple Card is a service that'll allow users to use it both on the iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch, like a person would with Apple Pay, as well as also get a physical card for the service too for those businesses that do not accept Apple Pay. It also gets rid of annoying things like late fees, international fees, and annual fees too. Users of the service will be able to get 3% back with purchases through Apple 2% back with digital card and 1% back with physical card. The Apple Card will be launching sometime during the summer. So we'll go a little bit more detail about Apple Card. So Apple Card will be available in summer. And Apple also calls it the credit card designed for iPhone. So this credit card's focused designly on the iPhone. So I'm going to read this from Apple. So Apple Card builds the tremendous success of Apple Pay and delivers new experiences only possible with the power of iPhone, said Jennifer Bailey, Apple's vice president of Apple Pay. Apple Card is designed to help customers lead a healthier financial life, which starts with a better understanding of their spending so they can help make smarter choices with their money. Transparency to help them understand how much it'll cost if they want to pay over time, and ways to help them pay down their balance. So Apple has also said customers can sign up for Apple Card in the Wallet app on their iPhone in minutes and start using it with Apple Pay right away in stores, in apps, or online worldwide. Apple Card gives customers easy to understand real-time views of their latest transactions and balance right in wallet. And Apple Card support is available 24/7 by simply sending a text for messages. So my opinion on this feature is I think it's really cool that you can just text. So Apple announced this feature, I believe, last year. And so basically what you can do with this feature, you can go in the Messages app on your Mac or iOS device, and basically you just text Apple, and you can text them for support. You can text them for like product, I think I'm not too sure, but I believe you can also look up products and stuff like that. But it's really cool. So it's really cool to see them take advantage of this service and make it better. Along with Apple Card, it also features a new level of privacy and security. So here's what Apple says. So Apple says that unique card number is created on an iPhone for Apple Card, and it stores safely on the device secure element, a special security chip used by Apple Pay. Every purchase is secure because it's authorized with Face ID or Touch ID and a one-time unique dynamic security code. The unique security and privacy architecture created for Apple Card means Apple doesn't know where a customer shopped and what they bought or how much they paid. This is really good because Apple cares for their privacy, and it's nice to see them add the level of security and make it better. So along with that, Apple also announced a beautiful titanium card. So Apple has also designed a titanium Apple card for shopping at locations where Apple Pay is not accepted yet. What's unique about this card, it features no card number, no CVV security code, no expiration date or signature on the card. And yet again, Apple Card is, according to Apple, it's one of the most secure than any other physical credit card. But all the information is easily accessible in the wallet to use in apps and on websites. For purchases made with a titanium Apple Card, customers will get 1% daily cash, which if you don't know what daily cash is, it's Apple's new rewarding system. So you can get 1-3% back, and with this you'll get 1% of your daily cash. So the availability on this is U.S. customers can now sign up for the latest news about Apple Card on Apple's website, but Apple Card will be available to qualified customers in the U.S. this summer. Moving on to the next thing Apple announced today, Apple has also announced Apple Arcade. Apple Arcade is an App Store gaming subscription that will be coming soon. Apple Arcade will have over 100 new games and also feature exclusive games. The games will be available on iPhone, iPod Touch, iPad, Mac, and Apple TV. And they'll be able to be played whenever you're online or offline. It will not include any ads, and it will be released in the fall. But monthly price for the game subscription was not announced yet. But we can expect them to possibly announce it later, maybe in a few months or right when they release it. But we'll have to wait from Apple when they'll give a price of Apple Arcade. So a statement from Apple, they said that the App Store is the world's biggest and most successful game platform. Now we are going to take games even future with Apple Arcade, the first game subscription service for mobile, desktop, and the living room. So, Apple's Senior Vice President of Worldwide Marketing said, "We are working on some of the most innovative game developers in the world to create over 100 new and exclusive games to play across iPhone, iPad, Mac, and Apple TV. Apple Arcade games will be great for families, also be respecting user privacy, and will not have any ads or require any additional purchases. We think players of all ages are going to love Apple Arcade." So Apple Arcade will launch in fall 2019 in more than 150 countries from a new tab that will be available on the App Store across iOS, macOS, and also tvOS. But if there's any developers that are interested in being considered for Apple Arcade, can visit the Apple Developer website at developer.apple.com. Moving on to the next thing Apple announced today at the Apple March 25th event is Apple TV+. So this was Apple's biggest part of the event, mostly. But Apple announced and unveiled the new service that has its own original content. Just to name a couple of shows that Apple will be making for the service are The Morning Show and Little America. It is set to be ad-free, too. Apple TV channels were also announced, which enables users to sign up for services like HBO and CBS All Access through the Apple TV app, and will have the shows and movies appear in the Apple TV for easy access to watch. Apple TV Plus is set to be launched this fall. The Apple TV channel service and redesigned Apple TV app will be released and launched in May 2019. And there's also no set price for Apple TV Plus at the moment, but we'll probably see them before May, possibly, or right when they announce it in May and have it available. They'll probably have those prices there. So here's a statement from Apple on what they said about Apple TV Plus. "We're honored that the absolute best lineup of storytellers in the world, both in front and behind the camera, are coming to Apple TV," said Eddie Q, Apple Senior Vice President of Internet Software and Services. "We're thrilled to give viewers a sneak peek of Apple TV Plus, and we cannot wait for them to tune in starting this fall. Apple TV will be home to some of the highest quality original storytelling that TV and movie lovers have seen yet." But additionally, so Apple debated the all-new Apple TV app and Apple TV channels coming in May 2019. The all-new Apple TV app brings together the different ways to discover, to basically watch shows, movies, sports, news, basically all the stuff you'll watch across iPhone, iPad, Apple TV, and Mac. Oh, and even smart TVs and streaming devices. So users can... because users can subscribe and to watch the new Apple TV channels, paying for only services they want on and offline, with incredible picture quality and sound. Enjoy sports, news, and network TV from cable and satellite providers, as well as purchase or rent iTunes movies and TV shows within the new personalized Apple TV app. Beginning in May, so users can subscribe to the Apple TV app, customers can subscribe to Apple TV channels and watch them in the Apple TV app with no additional apps, accounts, or passwords required. Apple TV channels include popular services such as HBO, Starz, Showtime, CBS, All Access, and the Smithsonian Channel, and a ton of other channels that you'll probably love, with more to be added over time around the world, according to Apple. Pricing and availability for the Apple TV Plus video subscription service will be announced later this fall, and the all-new Apple TV app is coming to iPhone, iPad, and Apple TV customers in over 100 countries with a free software update this May and a Mac this fall. And also, through family sharing, users can share Apple TV Plus and subscriptions to Apple TV channels. The Apple TV app will be available on Samsung Smart TVs beginning this spring and on Amazon Fire TV, LG, Roku, Sony, and Vizio platforms in the future. And also later this year, Apple fans will be eligible with eligible Vizio, Samsung, LG, and Sony smart TVs will be able to effortlessly play videos and other content from their iPhone or iPad directly to their smart TVs with Apple's AirPlay 2 support. So those are all the services Apple has announced during the March 25th, 2019 event. We also have some other news to report to cover. So Apple also renamed the Apple TV 4th generation to the Apple TV HD today too. So they rebranded it from Apple TV 4 to Apple TV HD. Then along with that, they haven't rebranded this, it's the same, but the Apple TV 4K. So now you have Apple TV HD and Apple TV 4K. And the price is the same. It's only available in 32 gigabytes. And if you'd like to get more information about it, you can visit appleosophy.com. But additionally, we mentioned this in the beginning of this episode, Apple has released iOS 12.2, but it enables users to sign up for Apple News Plus and the ability for Siri to play videos from an iOS to an Apple TV. On top of that, it also includes 4 new Animojis, and it can be downloaded as a software update to your iPhone, iPod Touch, and iPad. So, talking about, you're probably wondering, when's the next Apple event going to be? Well, so right now, Apple's next event currently, as we know, is set to be on June 3rd, which will be the keynote for WWDC 19, which is the Worldwide Developers Conference. And we expect Apple to announce iOS 13, macOS 15, and all of the new software updates. We're not too sure if we'll see any hardware, but it could be possible. We'll see a possibly new Mac Pro, but we can't confirm this yet. But stay tuned on AppleOSFY.com, and we'll report if there's any rumors of hardware release at WWDC. So moving on to the next story. So last week, we reported this on AppleOSFY.com and on Instagram, but reports by CNET said that Apple's planning to release truly wireless version of Beats, Power Beats headphones next month. Well, so found by 9to5Mac, of today's release of iOS 12.2, included imagery of the new headphones, which we now, according to 9to5Mac, is now to be called the Power Beats Pro. So this was hidden in iOS 12.2. What the thing that was hidden is the graphics and animations and images that showcase Power Beats without any sort of connecting wire. So that's what it shows. And so in terms of design, they look pretty identical to the Power Beats 3. But the Power Beats Pro, is just basically, it's the Power Beats 3, just no wires. It also comes in a beautiful black case. We don't know if it has wireless charging, but I'm pretty sure it will. But the Power Beats Pro, it will be available in black and white color variations. But iOS 12.2 includes an image of Power Beats Pro. It also includes a charging case. It has a similar design to the AirPods case, but I guess it's a little bit more round and a little bit bigger. And also matches the colors. But it's pretty similar design to the AirPods. We will also keep you updated on AppleOSFY.com and the AppleOSFY Instagram account at AppleOSFY for more news related to the new Power Beats Pro. And we'll let you know if Apple decides to release these. If they don't release them, we'll keep you guys updated. Moving on to the last story of today's episode. AirPower makes another appearance. Okay, so AirPower, okay, we've all been waiting for it, okay. But apparently on the AirPods second generation box, AirPower is featured on the packaging on the back of the AirPods. So Apple on Wednesday announced a new version of AirPods which features a wireless charging case and better battery life and Hey Siri features. But AirPower is nowhere to be found. Like, they took every reference off of Apple.com. But it turns out, there's been several reports that the packaging for the AirPods wireless charging case, clearly depicts AirPower, even though it's still not available. But there's been many reports, showing that AirPower is on the back of the AirPods box, because users are starting to receive them from people that order them from Wednesday. But this is also a sign that we should expect AirPod either this month, like end of March, or early April. That's a wrap for today's episode. Be sure to stay tuned on AppleOSFY Weekly. We plan to have an in-depth episode of Apple services, and we'll talk about them, and we'll all share our opinions. The AppleOSFY team and podcast team will share our opinions of what we think of Apple's new services. So be sure to stay tuned for that. Anyways, be sure to follow us on Instagram at AppleOSFY. We recently hit 25,000 followers, and I'd like to thank everyone for following. But in behalf of the AppleOSFY team, we thank you. And again, be sure to follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and of course, visit our website at AppleOSFY.com. Thank you guys for listening, and have a great week.